Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. I hope you had a great weekend, and we certainly had a great Sunday at LifePoint as we celebrated baptisms together. And we talked about this reality that baptisms are a public proclamation of a personal decision, that when we choose to receive Christ, that we are buried with Him in baptism unto death. That's what the book of Romans says, and that we are raised to walk in newness of life. In other words, we are, the word baptizo means we are plunged under, that we are submerged in the love of Christ to the degree that our identity becomes changed. And instead of being wrapped around ourselves and our own selfish desires and our own hearts and what we want, our identity changes in that we are loved by Christ, we are His child, and because of that, we are no longer living a life that's seemingly obligatory to get what we want from a religious perspective. Rather, we live from a relational perspective in our relationship with God, not because we have to, but because we want to. And so because our desires then have been changed, we want to take this step and we want to let others know about it. We talked about the reality that, you know, some people, because we live in the Midwest and they come from other denominations, that some people are baptized whenever they're infants. We see this particularly as an expression of their parents' desire that someday they will follow Christ personally. But we practice what's called believer's baptism, which is applied throughout the New Testament, that whenever someone is baptized is always post-salvation by immersion in terms of the all of the evidence that we can see in Scripture. So if you were baptized as an infant by your parents were hopeful that someday you would follow Christ in a personal way. And after you take that step, then we encourage you to follow the pattern, the teaching, the mandate, the command, really, of the New Testament to be baptized personally, based on your ownership of your decision to follow Christ, and not just your parents' hope that someday you would follow Christ. Our desire is not to denigrate that when that happened with your parents in any way, only really to complete the expression of their hope. And so I guess really the question for us is, have you taken this step? Have you been publicly baptized in alignment with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection for you on the cross, and in identification with a local body, believers. So if you haven't, we will practice baptisms again coming in October, and you will have the opportunity. You can reach out to us via an email to info@lifepointohio.com, and we will get you scheduled up to be baptized. The second thing is, I would just ask for you to pray for all the folks who were baptized yesterday, because I think we see a regular pattern, which is that once someone takes that step of going public with their faith, typically the enemy is going to ratchet up the attacks on their lives personally. So our hope would be that you would just engage in prayer for the folks who took that step yesterday, that you would celebrate with them joyfully, and that you would certainly consider them prayerfully. So I'm going to pray for you and for me and for them, and then you can take the opportunity to pray as you start your day. Father, thank you for the opportunity to get to express the joy, the peace that comes with obedience this past weekend in the lives of so many people. Lord, I pray for us. I pray that in our hearts today, there's this idea that we, Lord, have been baptized publicly, but that we're just as submerged, we're just as immersed in your heart today as we ever have been, that we're just as aware of your love, living from it, not for it, God, today, as you seek to use our lives to serve the world. So, God, we lay our lives in front of you again today as an offering. And we certainly ask for your blessing and that you would use them. It's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray as you begin your day.